Happy new fiscal year, everyone! It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 108 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 1th of July, 2008, and it is Canada Day, and the very first day of fiscal year 2008-2009! Yeah! How about that? Oh, Lord. I mean, oh, Canada. Y'all, Big Fatty loves the Canadian National Anthem. I think it is one of the prettiest ones out there. And since today, July the 1st, is Canada Day, I am going to try to say hello to all my listeners in Canada, like Mark over in Vancouver. Now, I know I'll miss somebody before it's all over with. And then there's Ange, who is also in the Vancouver's area. And then there is Michael Perry. You know, he's up there in the Squamish, B.C. And Edward in Victoria, B.C. And let's see, I know that DJ David J. listens, and I believe he is in the Torontos these days, but I don't think he listens anymore, so that's okay. But then, is that all of the Canadian listeners Big Fatty has? If I missed you, I'm sure you'll let me know. But happy Canada Day to all the Canadian listeners that Big Fatty has. And like I say, if I missed you, I know you'll let me know. But anyway, y'all, are you having a good Canada Day? And by the way, today is the first day of the new fiscal year for a lot of companies and all. Now, not for the government. The government's fiscal year runs October 1st through September the 30th. Now, y'all, while I'm over here on the listener map, I was peekabooing through it earlier, and you know, Billy H. is down there in the Laguna Beach in California, and I have not gotten any word if he's going to be able to come over to the Palm Springs or not. And I did get a message from James in L.A. I was a little worried about him because I hadn't heard from him, but James will not be able to make it to the Hootenanny in Palm Springs, although he really wanted to. Now, I do have a new listener. I don't think I've mentioned him before. And Offa, I'm sure you know Brian, who lives in Auckland. And because, you know, everybody in New Zealand knows each other. And I'm sure that that y'all will get together and have a little hootenanny or something at some point also. And my apologies to the other foreign countries that I did not play your national anthem on your National Anthem Day. Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to say about that. Now, y'all, a couple of things today. Oh, well, you know what? Today is the first day of July, and we have a sponsor on the BFO for July. So I would like to just take a moment and welcome our sponsor to the BFO, and please enjoy this message.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically,
Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
Y'all, I found that months ago, and it has been killing me not to be able to play it, but I made a promise to myself that I would wait until July the 1st to play the National Baked Bean Month commercial. Now, y'all, speaking of that, for God's sakes, open a window. Have you noticed that Auntie Vera Charles is always PWWO, podcasting with window open? I wonder if there's a correlation there. It could be. You just never know about these things. Yeah! Now, y'all, Miss Kathy has sent me some more of the Pepsi Rewards codes, and I want to remind everyone that Big Fatty is now, based on a command from Miss Kathy, I am now collecting the Pepsi Rewards codes. So if you drink the Pepsi-Cola, send me your rewards codes. And also, Big Fatty has started collecting the 8 o'clock brand coffee rewards, and I am collecting those. So if you drink any flavor of the 8 o'clock brand coffee, you can get in touch with Big Fatty, and I'll let you know what kind of information I need to get off your bag. Off your bag to win a prize at the 8 o'clock coffee. Now, y'all, there's been something, and this is going to get into something a little bit later. But I've noticed on a lot of podcasts these days that a lot of the podcasters are stealing. Now, they're not stealing from Big Fatty, which is amazing. But, you know, it's like, well, how could they steal from Big Fatty? They don't listen, right? But I just did it. Y'all, a lot of the podcasters are stealing from the QCast connection. They are stealing from the Super B and Michael because they're all going, right, right, right. Listen to these damn things. Everybody is going, right, right, right. And that is a trademark of the QCast connection. And I think that there may be some litigation if these podcasters don't watch out. Now, y'all, I'm going to play a little something that I heard on the Archer show on Monday, but, you know, he really recorded it on Sunday. So, you know, he has that fucked up dating system and all. But, y'all, I want to play something for you, which was a little, I won't say disturbing, but it made Big Fatty feel a little bit uneasy. And you know, he keeps saying throughout this little rant that he has, he's almost a stinger. He almost stole the stinger from the Super B over at the QCast connection. Right, right. But this is more of a rant, I believe. And he keeps saying, you know, I'm not going to mention specifics, blah, 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 blah. But I just want y'all to listen to this and let me know if you think that I should be personally disturbed by any of these comments. Okay, here we go. Is that too loud? Oh, my God. Is that too loud?
I debated whether I want to even say this, but there are some podcasts out there. I'm not even going to say who they are. Big Fatty, but people who are on these podcasts, Big Fatty, are just stupid. Big Fatty, they're I don't know how to describe it without giving you too much information, but I'm listening to these people talk, and Big Fatty, they talk as if they know Big Fatty what's going on in the world. They talk as if they know about politics. They talk as if they know things, and they simply don't. They're showing their ignorance and their stupidity, their lack of education when they're talking about these things, and I'm shouting at the iPod saying, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. You're an idiot for saying that. You're an idiot for talking about that when you know, you don't know anything about what you're talking about. Big Fatty. And after listening I'm not even going to say that it was one. It was three different podcasts I was listening to, three completely different podcasts. I will say that it is in the gay realm, though. I'll say that. But after listening to them, I'm like, okay, that is it. I cannot continue to listen to hear what these idiots are saying. Now, I've decided I'm not going to listen to Big Fatty anymore because they're just stupid and they're showing their stupidity by talking about certain things on their podcast. They really have, they don't even know that they're stupid. Big Fatty, I should not go on about it, but I just think that you shouldn't talk about things that you don't know about.
Now, y'all, should I be taking this personally, or am I just, you know, a little paranoid here? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Right? But anyway, I will try to only speak about things that I know something about. So that basically you'll get a podcast about fiber and shatting yourself and memory lane music. Well, y'all, today's Memory Lane music is so difficult that I can't even come up with a hint for you. There's not one damn one of you that's going to get this one. Here we go. I'm so sorry that I subjected you to that. And I'm not going to even ask the question, did you recognize the theme from? Because I know you fucking didn't. Y'all, that was a theme from a TV TV series named Hank. And it was an... Now, I'm just going to read this directly from the Wikipedia because, you know, it doesn't make any fucking sense if I try to ad lib or anything. Hank is a 1965 American situation comedy, which is perhaps most notable for being an early example of a program with a true series finale. That is, the underlying premise of the series reaches a natural conclusion with its final episode. Now, the show revolves around a pair of orphans. In both the unaired pilot and first episode, the titular Hank Dearborn is explained to be a teenager left to raise his young sister after his parents die in a car crash. Now, this is a situation comedy, remember. Seeing that the best route to this is higher education, Hank attempts to illegally audit classes at the fictional Western State University while at the same time taking a variety of odd jobs to financially support what remains of his family. Much of the humor of the show derives from the fact that accomplishing these twin goals requires him to engage in identity theft. Much of the drama arises from his fear of his sister being forced into foster care. Again, comedy. His life is further complicated by the fact that he is dating the daughter of the university's registrar, who is on the lookout for false students like Hank. Typical episodes show Hank narrowly avoiding detection as an impersonator. In the final episode, his true identity is compromised. However, because of his excellent performance on a recent exam, the university rewards him with a full academic scholarship and formal admittance to the university. The series ends with his sister being shot. No, his sister remarking, "There goes my brother, the registered student." Y'all, I remember Hank, but I remember Hank being like an ice cream guy or something like that. But clearly, you know, it's a lot different than Big Fatty remembers. Of course, Big Fatty doesn't remember what he had for lunch. So, now, y'all, I want to remind everybody that is out in the Californias. You know, I've made some kind of silly remarks and all, or about the fires, and, you know, thank you for setting California on fire as Big Fatty is getting ready to come out there on Friday. But y'all, I hope everyone that's out there is safe, and that the fires are not being a burden on your health or your well-being. I did hear on the news on Monday night that the smoke and all from the fires has caused some breathing issues and all in the San Francisco's area. So I'm guessing that the best way to overcome that is to just drink heavily. And I believe Anthony has already promised me that he will take good care of that while I'm in the San Francisco's. Also, I failed to mention that Logan has said he would be definitely a part of the San Francisco's Hootenanny. Now, y'all, I will be posting reminders to any of you who can make it of the times and the places for the Northern California Hootenanny on the 5th of July and the Southern California Hootenanny on the 12th of July. Those will be coming out on Friday at noon Eastern, just so that you have that information. So if you're coming, just go over to the BFO and check all of that out. Now, y'all, my mother sent me something today. And it was entitled Bad Day at Hallmark. Ever wondered what happened when Hallmark writers are having a bad day? And then it's just different card verses that they wrote. My tire was thumping. I thought it was flat. When I looked at the tire, I noticed your cat. Sorry. Heard your wife left you. How upset you must be. But don't fret about it. She moved in with me. Looking back over the years that we've been together, I can't help but wonder, what the hell was I thinking? Congratulations on your wedding day. Too bad no one likes your husband. How could two people as beautiful as you have such an ugly baby? I've always wanted to have someone to hold, someone to love, and having met you, I've changed my mind. I must admit, you brought religion into my life. I've never believed in hell until I met you. As the days go by, I think of how lucky I am that you're not here to ruin it for me. Lord, that sounds like that was written for Big Fatty, y'all. Congratulations on your promotion. Before you go, would you like to take this knife out of my back? You'll probably need it again. Happy birthday, Uncle Dad! Available only in Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Happy birthday! You look great for your age! Almost lifelike! Oh, Lord! When we're together, you always said you'd die for me. Now that we've broken up, I think it's time you kept your promise. We've been friends for a very long time. Let's say we stop, shall we? Well, y'all, I don't want to stop being friends with you, and I hope you'll be back here tomorrow on the 2th of July. And again, I just want to say thanks for listening, and just remember that Big Fatty is very happy to have you, or very happy to be a part of 20 minutes of your life every day, Monday through Friday. Holidays not included. Oh, yeah, holidays are included. Oh, well, fuck it. Okay, bye, everybody. Happy fiscal year. Happy new fiscal... fuck it. Happy Canada. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.